5-6-2-4-5. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. I'm Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and basically, if you're listening to the radio, watching television, you can see the Brotherhood of Darkness selecting the Republican candidate for the presidency. Certainly, they don't necessarily want Mitt Romney. They've selected Rick Perry, governor of the state of Texas. And what do you hear over and over and over again? When will Perry announce his presidency? Rick Perry is going to announce his presidency. Why would he be a good president? Oh, because he's so much in favor of jobs and what a great job he's done in Texas. And let's never mention that he's the establishment's political candidate. I mean, they run Barack Obama. They run the Republican. And when you go to the polls, you vote for the candidate of their choice, not the candidate of your choice. So basically, of course, everybody's forgotten. Of course, Rick Perry is an internationalist. He supported globalism. He supported NAFTA. He supported the Trans-Texas Highway. But now he's positioning himself as an arch-conservative, which he is not. But, of course, you're not going to hear that. And then, of course, certainly as far as Congressman Ron Paul, he was in the debate there the other night, and he didn't get hardly any play. The things he said were vitally important. Oh, why are we focusing on going to war with Iran? Why are we doing everything to actually justify the coming war with Iran? But, of course, everybody else is in favor of the war. And tragically, all of our political candidates, almost every political candidate, including Michelle Bachmann, who I like very much. I knew her before she ran even for Congress. I've interviewed her many times when she was up there in Minnesota. But basically, she goes right along with the establishment as far as the war party is concerned. Ron Paul is the only one who just says it's ridiculous. Why are we trying to go from war to war to war? The war with Afghanistan wasn't justified. The war with Iraq wasn't justified. Now, he is one of the, when asked about what happened on 9/11, does he think that was a conspiracy, a government program? He says, well, not necessarily, but we probably should re-examine it, and there's no harm in re-evaluating to see what really happened. And you know very well he knows that the 9/11 attack was as phony as a $3 bill, but he has to somewhat restrict what he says. He can't say everything he believes, but he is by far the most outspoken person on all of the issues. Well, I hope we have with us on the line Joel Skousen. Joel, are you there?
Yes, I am, Dr. Stan. I'm sorry for being a few minutes late.
Oh, well, those things happen all the time. Sometimes I'm late, too. Well, you go right ahead. I'm sure we'll have an exciting time, ladies and gentlemen, because we are living in an exciting period, probably one of the most dangerous periods of my lifetime. Joel, you go ahead and pick the story up.
Well, as you were talking about the presidential candidates and some of the positions of Ron Paul, I was glad to see that in the debates in Iowa that Ron Paul did come out and say that he's against amnesty for illegal aliens, because he had taken a position in his latest book that was different from that, and it really caused a lot of consternation among those on the conservative right. But he did have a very strong opportunity to defend his foreign policy position against Senator Rick Santorum and Michelle Bachmann, both of which were painting Iran as a much bigger threat than it is. The neocon position, I'm disappointed that Michelle Bachmann's also fallen into that mantra. And both of them had said Iran is a threat because they have some militants there, but believe me, I'm sorry, referring to Ron Paul's response to their talking about the need to attack Iran, he said Iran is a threat because they have some militants there, but believe me, Iran does not have an air force that can come here. They can't even make enough gasoline for themselves, and here we are, we're building up this case against them just like we did in Iraq. And he said, and besides, it's trillions of dollars we're spending on these wars. That drew a lot of cheers from the audience. So really, he had a chance to distinguish himself from what he called, what we would call the status quo politicians. And of course, he was very strong in terms of the monetary downgrade by U.S. credit rating agencies. He says the U.S. deserves it. It's our own fault, for keeping interest rates at zero, which encourages more malinvestment and debt. So it was a very good showing for Ron Paul. In addition, in the debates, of course, the thing that overshadows what's going on in Ames is the fact that Texas Governor Rick Perry is making all kinds of noises about announcing his candidacy for president in South Carolina on Saturday. Certainly that's the news that will compete with the straw poll results. I think it's very probable that Ron Paul and Michelle Bachmann are going to come out ahead in the straw poll. It's going to be probably curtains pretty soon for Governor Tim Pawlenty. I don't think Rick Santorum is going anywhere. And the issue will be, I think that the establishment intends to bring out Rick Perry as their solution. And I think this is going to be very, very damaging, to the conservative movement. I think perhaps the best commentary this week came from Pastor Chuck Baldwin, who had a great column showcasing the establishment's push to make the GOP frontrunner Texas Governor Rick Perry and to take the place of Mitt Romney. Perry is a globalist in sheep's clothing who's twice been tapped to meet with the Bilderberg Group, which prepares up-and-coming insiders for service in the New World Order. Perry is particularly dangerous because he masquerades as a hard right conservative, but is actually nothing of the sort. He's even made statements that sound like he's ready to take Texas in a route to secession over the states' rights issue, and yet he continually panders and pushes for the North American highway to come through Texas and many other things, including Gardasil for children or for girls in Texas. I mean, this is a guy who doesn't certainly walk the talk and speaks out of both sides of his mouth.
I agree with you. I'm very, very concerned. I think that, though, that for our listeners, this is how the media controls our reality, and all the news now, even in the conservative programs, is Rick Perry, Rick Perry, Rick Perry.
Thank you.
Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg salutes America's Armed Forces and military veterans for the sacrifices they've made. Our troops, our angels of freedom, our wings of protection, fighting to defend our country. We honor our warriors for their sacrifices and their bravery. We also honor our veterans and those who have given their lives, America's true heroes. This tribute from Prospect Implement Company in Keensburg. The name to remember for all your farm machinery equipment needs. Call 732-4321.
We are AT&T, and our network, the future isn't happening tomorrow. It's happening today, right now. And we're constantly striving to deliver more possibilities to more people every day. The planned combination of AT&T and T-Mobile would deliver our next-generation mobile broadband experience to 55 million more Americans, many in small towns and rural communities just like yours. What does that mean to you? More cell sites, better service, and a better overall network experience that keeps you connected to what's important to you. From a simple phone call to a friend to the most advanced data download for your business, so you can keep track of which crops you fertilized with the GPS application, or use video chat to ask your dad how to restart the baler. Best of all, you'll have the power to choose a network that delivers greater access to all the things you want whenever you want them, because that's what a network of possibilities is all about. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I'm standing back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Joel Skousen, and we were talking about how the establishment, the media, is pushing Rick Perry. They've done this before. If you go back to all the elections, they always pick the candidate. They talk about him and talk about him and talk about him. And a responsible conservative like Ron Paul is going to get almost the conspiracy of silence. They'll give him just a little mention here and there, but the major issues that he makes are not discussed. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, you can always tell, Stan, when the media is pushing someone. When they want to evade or downgrade, you know, they bring out their hatchet man and they try to cut him for little things here and there like Ron Paul. Or they try to evade any notice of the person like they do about Ron Paul. It's only when he gets in these debates that they can't evade that. One of the things that I noticed is that all of these establishment polls were putting Texas Governor Rick Perry in the polls even when he wasn't even discussing being a candidate. That shows that somebody knew that he was coming in and was preparing the public for it. Last Saturday, Texas Governor Rick Perry unofficially launched his 212th presidential candidate in Houston when he held this great big religious rally, which, you know, for a governor of a state to put on a religious rally was strictly done for political purposes, and it kind of runs against my grain to use religion for political purposes. I mean, even Bill Clinton would do that by speaking God out of his mouth while condemning religion out of the other side. When Perry declares his candidacy, people should realize that the Houston event was a precursor to the type of campaign that Perry will use throughout the Republican primary season. It is not lost on many people that he's playing the same role as George W. Bush did about promoting his Christian credentials as well as his conservative credentials. George Bush won the White House after an extremely unpopular liberal Democrat had been president, and Rick Perry is going to go after Barack Obama in that same vein. Of course, Karl Rove was the advisor behind George W. Bush, selling him as a born-again Christian to people while he was, of course, a lying, philandering reprobate living in the White House. Big show in Houston was billed as a day of fasting and prayer. And the event, was meant, of course, to solidify Perry's preferred status among evangelical Christians. They had the help of the American Family Association, James Dobson's focus on the family, and Cornerstone Churches of San Antonio, Pastor John Hagee. Perry all but assured the cornering of the born-again vote. But, you know, these other people have embarrassed themselves in former campaigns. James Dobson, for example, came out in favor of John McCain, even after vowing publicly that he would never support McCain. In other news that is similar to this, is that the media is resurrecting none other than Ralph Reed. The New York Times is hailing and promoting the return to the political arena of the scandal-tainted Ralph Reed, the 49-year-old Christian right leader and Bilderberg figure who first rose to power and wide-reaching influence as the founding executive director of evangelist Pat Robertson's Christian Coalition. But, you know, it's something very, very problematic when you have a person who pretends to be a Christian, and like Rick Perry or Ralph Reed, running around with the Bilderberger group, who, of course, has been conspiring to take over the world in a globalist New World Order for many, many years. And I suspect that anybody who deals with the Bilderbergers, you know, is part of the conspiracy and is a wolf in sheep's clothing. It's not like people who are membership in the CFR. The CFR purposely went out of its way to bring in a lot of conservatives who were ignorant of the real purposes of the CFR just so they could say that it wasn't an all-globalist organization. But the Bilderberg Group is not making any pretensions about bringing in non-globalists into their realm. This is a secret meeting that's held under utmost security, and they only bring in people who they're trying to woo as leaders and who have already shown a propensity to work with the powers that be.
I agree with you.
In other news, let's talk a little bit about the situation with our current economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is bouncing all over the place. It declined over 1,000 points in a week and then bounced back a whopping 420 points yesterday. But toward the bottom of the slide, we observed a couple of strong efforts by the Plunge Protection Team, which is this government secret organization of brokers tied to the government who have a steady stream of income from the Fed, to halt that slide with massive injections of free money provided by the Fed. Were these sudden reversals the proverbial dead cat bounce, legitimate buys, or something else? Well, the superficial reasons news analysts give for a market's up or down movement are never real. It just is incredibly irritating for all of these news people to say, the unemployment figures weren't as bad as they were, and so the market reacted by sending it up 420 points. Manipulation is always the primary stimulus towards turning around a market, and the herd mentality does the rest. So many investors are simply waiting for the Fed to make their move, for the Plunge Protection Team to make their move to see that there's going to be big money supporting it, and then they jump on top of that movement and either up or down, to try to piggyback onto the direction of the market. The establishment is desperate to shift the blame away from the Fed and on to Standard & Poor's for the downgrading of U.S. bonds to AA-plus instead of AAA, but the downgrade was inevitable anyway. As Ron Paul said, we deserved it. Perhaps this minor downgrade could be viewed as a carefully crafted means of getting U.S. investors used to the fact that a slow U.S. decline for a slow U.S. decline that will continue for many years and allow profit-taking along the way for insiders. You know, if you know where these markets are going to be manipulated, it's very easy to short or go long in the market to make money whichever direction the markets are falling. Well, all of the three major rating agencies are in bed with the powers that be. Each participated in overstating the value of mortgage-backed securities. We mustn't forget how the SEC investigation turned up a whole slew of internet emails at the rating agency with the pre-crisis comments like, we could structure a derivative by cows and rate it, or we hope we're all wealthy and retired by the time this house of cards falls. Yet now the S&P and their peers chastise the U.S. and others for irresponsible finances. Well, not everyone has responded this way. Italy, for example, looked at the downgrade to its debt by having the police raid the offices of Moody's and S&P. Of course, many people outside the rating agencies agreed that the U.S. never did deserve its AAA rating. France still has a AAA rating. Germany still has a AAA rating, but neither of those deserve that as well.
I agree. I think that we're in real trouble financially. Certainly, you cannot have an irresponsible monetary system. You have to have a fixed monetary system, and they keep expanding it, and progressively destroying the value of our currency and the life savings of our citizens. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, many of the leading principals of these rating agencies are members of the CFR, so it is highly unlikely the S&P decision to downgrade the U.S. was a surprise to the establishment. And so I think it's important to understand that while the United States has sought to denigrate the rating agencies, in fact, we are responsible. It's really interesting to see how people like Warren Buffett, who's made a lot of money as an insider for government, has come to the defense of the government in a totally unreasonable way. He said yesterday that he would continue to buy treasuries even though they returned zero interest, and that the U.S. Central Bank would guarantee any default. In other words, he and others are saying that the U.S. doesn't need to offer any interest rate at all or on any of its debt and shouldn't be bothered taxing its citizens either. And this is precisely what's going on. If the government doesn't want to tax, which would be unpopular, and they want to spend, because that's the way that you buy votes and cow to all the special interests, and so they get both ways, but eventually it ends up in a catastrophe, and they're simply kicking the can down the road. One insider or one investor, Michael Pinto, asked, why are they going through all this process or this ruse of supporting government when it's obvious that they're not doing it for their own financial interests but to support government? And I think it's because the powers that be and their minions in the investment world have to keep up public confidence for several more years. After a sufficient decline where analysts can make the case that stocks are a bargain, the plunge protection team can more easily engineer a reversal. Look at the run-up of stocks during the past 2 years. There was absolutely no financial or fundamentals to justify the rise of the Dow to over 12,000 during this deep recession, which is still ongoing. But there was a lot of stimulus money given to the insiders looking for a place to invest. It was an artificial market. What we just witnessed in the past week was a collapse of that bubble, and it could go farther, a lot farther, but if the powers that be would let it happen. And it doesn't appear as if they're going to. I think it's very important to realize that the powers that be could pull the plug on the economy, but as long as they continue to inject money back in, it shows that they intend to support the markets. And unfortunately, you know, that's what most of investment is about nowadays, is to watch the direction of the Fed rather than the direction of fundamentals in the economics.
I agree. Go right ahead.
Well, it's interesting that Time magazine sought to blame the downgrade on Tea Party recalcitrance at raising the debt limit. In other words, if you hadn't protested the debt limit raising, we wouldn't have been downgraded. They particularly leveled blame at Congressman Ron Paul, but if anything, Paul has been completely vindicated by this debacle, having predicted it would come to this eventually. In short, we are witnessing the repricing of asset values to reflect the reality of the liquidity crisis in Europe and the debt crisis in the U.S.
Well, they keep trying to blame the Tea Party. Oh, it's the Tea Party that's responsible for this, you know, as if somehow the fact that they pointed out how irresponsible the monetary policies of the Fed and our banking system has been, and suddenly shifting the blame away from the people who are really responsible and their effort, a conscious, organized effort to destroy our monetary system, to the Tea Party. Oh, it's the Tea Party's fault that we have acted so irresponsibly. Go right ahead.
Well, that irresponsibility is represented in none other than former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan, who made a dramatic admission last Sunday on NBC Meet the Press. He said the United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that. There is zero probability of default. Well, Greenspan's only correct in the sense that the U.S. will never openly default on the debt. However, creating money to cover the debt is a form of default, only more insidious, as it, is a hidden form of default, and it steals money over a long period of time from holders of all dollars through inflation. So who are Greenspan and Bernanke trying to fool by taking this hidden route to default? The answer is as many people as they can and for as long as they can. That is the essence of their strategy. The powers that be know that war is their only way out of this mess, at least to provide a medium to shift the blame to something that appears beyond their control. And so they must delay the consequences of debt inflation until Russia and China are ready to strike the West, and that is probably still a decade away. I'm probably one of the only analysts in this world who is predicting that this is the ultimate outcome the powers that be are heading for. Too many Americans simply don't believe that any leaders would be ruthless enough to bring upon us war in order to get themselves out of these interminable and unsolvable problems. But that's the way it's heading.
I think you're absolutely right. We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Skousen.
Berner Roofing in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Berner Roofing in Fort Collins. In business for 10 years, 2927 Bassett Street, where they support our armed forces and hope for their safe return.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here, our guest, of course, is Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, I wanted to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to your publication, World Affairs Brief, and how they can get your books, which are among the best-selling books we carry.
Dr. Stan, the World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and people can get a free sample issue by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Also on that website and on joelskousen.com, one can read about the various books that I've written about high security architecture and preparedness and relocation. My top-selling book now is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. It's in its third edition, all new color maps, and about three-fourths new analysis in the book, including an all-new section about foreign retreats. The book, my largest book, and the oldest one, is The Secure Home, everything from A to Z, from high security construction to complete self-sufficiency, and so it's a very important work in terms of developing either for remodeling or new construction, all of the things that one needs to do a preparedness house. And the last book is How to Implement a High Security Shelter in the Home. It's an architectural plan book about how to do a safe room in a basement, in an existing basement. And all of those books are available from Radio Liberty.
By calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, we're talking about the unsolvable debt problem the U.S. has. A lot of people in our movement are calling for imminent collapse of the dollar, and that's not going to be true. Everything we will hear on the news about solutions will be a mere diversion to keep the system going until their exit plan through war can be implemented. And I might say the exit plan is about using war is not simply to be able to walk away from the debt and start all over with the new world currency, but to force people into accepting a new world order once our military has been struck by a nuclear preemptive strike. Our leaders will come out of their bunkers and have the excuse to talk Americans into this, and something they would never otherwise receive. But we can also forget about China having the power to destroy the dollar by dumping. This is another common misconception from the conservative community, saying that they would only destroy what value they traded for those dollars. For example, if you hold $1 trillion in U.S. bonds and you start to dump them on the market, the price of bonds start to go to zero, and you can't unload them at the current market price when you put that much on the market without the market penalizing you and then not giving you anything for the last half of what you're going to put on the market. And that's why everyone who holds dollars is held hostage to the fact that they've already accepted them. And then when the Treasury starts devaluing the dollars, they're stuck. It's like Treasury Secretary John Connolly told the Europeans in 1973, quote, "It's our dollar, but it's your blankety-blank problem." He's right. The blame may ultimately fall upon the printing money by the Fed, but the consequences fall upon the holders of those diluted dollars, including all of us who use the dollar as our national currency. Well, of course, gold is responding to this. It's now gone over $1,800 an ounce for price, and it's probably going to go to $3,000 before we're through. European financial centers, and the euro is no longer an alternative for Western investors, because Europe is really in a lot of problem. Germany right now is under the gun to help out in the bailout of the rest of Europe. In fact, the bailout now is going to equal Germany's or the size of Germany's economy. They can't possibly do this. I mean, this is a something that is simply an impossible task to for all of these economies to throw good money after bad, trying to bail out both Greece, Spain, Italy, Portugal, and Ireland. Meanwhile, China condemned the U.S. profligacy and called for a new global reserve currency. The speculation about the China's yuan serving as a new global currency, I believe, are completely unfounded. The only way the dollar got into the position that it is as the world's reserve currency was by guaranteeing redemption of dollars in a fixed amount of gold. And no government can afford to offer that nowadays. So among all the other fiat currencies in the world, none have any degree of trust or guarantee of stability, especially China, which is the least transparent of all currencies. Who's going to trust the Chinese to run a reserve currency? Well, the idea of a basket of currencies coming from a new reserve standard under the IMF's special drawing rights is also unworkable, because it would require that each nation constituting a portion of that basket of currencies would have to agree to restrict their money creation or their inflation to a uniform amount, just as the European Currency Union restricted each nation to a 3.5% inflation each year. And as we all know, the EU unions couldn't live within that means and found ways to cheat, borrowing money under the table. Well, the deficit committee, we talked about this super committee that was being formed to be able to come up with 1.2 trillion in cuts by November 23rd. Senator Majority Leader Harry Reid was the first to announce his three nominees, and they all fit the mold of big spending liberals: Senator John Kerry, Max Baucus of Montana, and Patty Murray of Washington. Patty Murray will also serve as the co-chairman of the committee. Notably missing from his selection was anyone even warm to the idea of making serious cuts to the entitlement programs that are increasingly responsible for government spiraling deficits. Labor unions and other liberal groups had particularly lobbied Reid hard against naming any of the Gang of Six because of their suggestion that these programs should be cut significantly. Specifically, they pressured Reid to avoid naming Mark Warner of Virginia, Dick Durbin of Illinois, and Kent Conrad of North Dakota, as they had expressed support for raising the Social Security retirement age to 67 to 69. None of those named for the committee were supported by members of the Tea Party, and they all have Freedom Index ratings in the very low double digits. Now, as for the Republican names, Speaker of the House John Boehner and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell were next to announce their picks, which included Representative David Camp, Republican of Michigan, Fred Upton of Michigan, and Jeb Hensarling of Texas, the latter of whom will serve as co-chairman of the committee with Senator Murray. McConnell's Senate picks included Senators John Kyle of Arizona, Robert Portman of Ohio, and the only member with strong ties to the Tea Party was Pat Toomey, Republican of Pennsylvania. And those senators sport Freedom Index ratings in the mid-60s, while the representatives' names have only slightly higher ratings, with Toomey coming in at only an 80%. So these are not real strong people on our side, or even on the Republican side. And I'm afraid these people named are guaranteed to be yes men to the Republican leadership, and we'll see nothing substantive in terms of cuts come out. But it's going to be interesting to see what they come up with. They're going to have to come up with $1.2 trillion in cuts.
Yes, it's going to be
very interesting. Cuts are always going to be unpopular.
I understand those cuts aren't coming until the end of the decade. So it's more a symbolism rather than a substance. We'll be right back.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343.
Ferris Survival.
Cindy Girk, an American Family Insurance agency in Fort Collins, reminds listeners, blood is one of the few substances which cannot be manufactured or stored for long periods. Giving blood is safe and painless. It only takes a short time. Be a silent hero. Give the gift of life. Donate blood. Your help could save a life in our community. This reminder is courtesy of Cindy Girk, an American Family Insurance agency in Fort Collins, reminding listeners, as Americans, it's our responsibility to help safeguard our country and its people.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. Joel, last segment of the program, you pick up the story.
Well, we're going to switch gears here and talk about the evidence that Osama bin Laden's death was falsified. Nothing has blown this case wider open than the revelations from a Pakistani national TV interview with Mohammed Bashir, who lives right next door to the alleged compound of Osama bin Laden. It's also been found out by Pakistani television that his cousin, which has been recently arrested by authorities and kept incommunicado, was said to have run a vegetable garden in the compound of Osama bin Laden, so he knows a lot about whether or not there, in fact, was Osama bin Laden there or whether there wasn't. The mere fact that he's being refused to let anyone interview him or see him indicates that he would have information damaging to the official point of view. But what is most important about these revelations by Mohammed Bashir is that he indicates that he was there on his rooftop watching this entire operation go down. He said that there were 10 or 12 people that were flown in on the helicopter that went into the compound, and they immediately began to yell out to the neighbors in fluent Pashto, which is, the Afghan dialect in the area, that for people to stay in their houses and that they would be shot if they attempted to interfere with what was going on next door. I think it was very, very important to understand. I mean, none of these people appeared to be Americans. In addition, the helicopter then, when they dropped off their people, came back, and as it came back and loaded people up, then the helicopter exploded into flames and crashed back down to the ground, and everybody died inside. And this is dramatic evidence because it means that whoever was in the raid, whether it was Americans of SEAL Team 6 or Pakistanis or Afghans or whatever it was, that nobody survived this. He said that there were also two other helicopters that were flying around in the air, but neither of them landed. This is a very important thing because it means there was no rescue. There were no survivors. The gates were open, and the neighbors, about 200 strong, with Mohammed Bashir, went into the compound. They saw the burning people and the bodies, that nobody was surviving. This was before the Pakistani army had arrived. And this is a dramatic difference from the official version, that Osama bin Laden was captured and then flown out. Now, the U.S. does not dispute that one of its stealth helicopters was, in fact, destroyed, because there were pictures of that helicopter down on the ground. But, of course, the inference was given that other helicopters had come in and picked up the survivors and taken them away. But apparently that isn't true. And so we have to ask, how does this have to do with the claimed story that these same members of SEAL Team 6, Mohammed Bashir, saw die in this helicopter attempt, if they were in fact on there? How did they get to be killed a second time at the CH-46 that was downed in Afghanistan this past week? Well, if they really were killed in the compound, then the U.S. has to find an excuse to explain away their deaths, since they're never coming home, to their families. And that could have been with this announcement that SEAL Team 6 was on this helicopter. They may or may not have been on the helicopter. For example, the government is already changing their story about how many of SEAL Team 6 was involved in this, of the 22 killed, in, or 38, I guess, casualties of this helicopter death. And they keep changing the number from 17 to 22. And I can tell you, as a military pilot, that no helicopter takes off from an official military base without a complete manifest of who's on board. So there should have been no confusion whatsoever, or no need for the government to change its story about what was going on in this particular crash.
And not only that, but of course we're told that the SEALs initially were sent in to rescue a group of Rangers who were under attack. And then the story changed to they were sent in to chase some fleeing militants. And so why do they keep changing the story? I mean, this is what's so incredible. And then why, of course, they have destroyed Osama bin Laden's body. How could they have gotten the DNA report so quickly? It takes a good while to get a DNA report. And yet, supposedly, you know, they just rushed into the building, killed Osama bin Laden, checked his DNA, and then took him out and dumped him into the Indian Ocean. Story doesn't ring true.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. There's no real explanation, too, of why SEAL Team 6, which has its own special operation helicopters with stealth characteristics like we saw crash in Abbottabad, they don't normally fly on Army choppers. Why was this particular SEAL team inserted onto an Army Reserve helicopter and mixed with other military operations? Also very strange that the U.S. government claims that it has killed the two who shot down the CH-47. Well, I'd like to know just how you could find out that these were the particular two that had shot them down unless you were controlling the operation. So we're either talking about the government lying or being complicit. I mean, there's just no possible way when you're out there on the ground and a rocket or RPG comes up from the ground to go back down and scour the area. I don't care how many people you find. How would you know where that came from or who it was attached to an individual? It's incredible. When the government makes these kinds of statements, the press just simply parrots and repeats these things without challenge and saying, well, how did you know? They're just all too eager to parrot what the government wants people to know.
And I think it's so important for people to understand the government lies. They lied certainly about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. They lied about Pat Tillman. They lied about Jessica Lynch. Why would we think that they wouldn't be lying about this whole story?
Well, we may never know, you know, the whole story about any of these things unless some whistleblower comes, but you know, clearly these incidents are meant to telegraph a message to anybody else on SEAL Team 6 that you don't tell what you really know about went on there or what didn't go on. I'm suggesting this was just created out of whole cloth, that there never was any Osama bin Laden in that compound, and everything is just incredibly invented. But as we might expect, after the crash of this helicopter, the new Pentagon chief, Leon Panetta, came up with the usual stay the course in Afghanistan. He gave a speech to the corporate media regurgitating all the foreign combat troops who scheduled leave and why we must not do this.
We're out of time, Joel. God bless. Talk to you next week. Thanks very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our regular Friday morning program with Joel Skousen. Well, this is the time I need to remind you that my ministry is radio, is listener supported primarily, and if you're out there in the listening audience, we'd love to hear from you. If you're in a position to help us, why, we'd appreciate your help and support. And if you're not in a position to help, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. We have, of course, all sorts of information that will help you understand what is really going on today, because nothing is as it appears to be. If you doubt, have any questions at all about what happened on September 11th, they killed those Americans, just as they sent 58,000 American boys to die in Vietnam. After lying to us about the Gulf of Tonkin incident, it did not occur, or even Robert McNamara, you can check it out on the internet, eventually admitted, oh shucks, it didn't occur. Sorry about those 58,000 American soldiers who died for absolutely nothing. Brave men who thought they were dying, you know, to preserve America. And they weren't. They were simply pawns in a game, used as a massive diversion as they brought in Medicare, as they found a woman had a right to abort her child, as they began to centralize power in our government, as they took God and prayer out of our schools. It was all a massive diversion. If you doubt that, all you need to read the writings of McGeorge Bundy, January 1967, Foreign Affairs Magazine, the article, The End of Either-Or. Christian McGeorge Bundy, member of Skull and Bones, a high member of the Council on Foreign Relations, a key member. He was the National Security Advisor who guided us into Vietnam to slaughter the American boys so that we could use it as a diversion as they transformed America and centralized all power in Washington, D.C. You need to get our 4 tape set on Vietnam, The Untold Story. We actually have 3 DVDs in that set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, One Man Returned, and the third DVD, pardon me, they're actually 4 tape sets, but important information you're not going to get elsewhere. You can get that with our Vietnam special, because you have to understand the past to understand what's going on today. To understand what's going on today, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our talks on the forbidden secret, the dark secret, the syllabuses that go with that. We've got a great TV, 4-tape set. It's called The Dark Awakening. And we have a book that goes with that called The Black Awakening, about the Manchurian candidates, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of them, waiting for when the word is given. And if you doubt this, There is not one major city in America that doesn't have a metaphysical bookstore. A metaphysical bookstore, and often it'll be the busiest bookstore in the town. Every bookstore has a section on metaphysical books. What is metaphysical? You need to get Constance Cummings' book, Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. We kept it. We have it. I used copies, admittedly, but you get my four tape set of interviews with Constance, The Aquarian Conspiracy. Get her talk that she gave on DVD, The Emergence, The Coming World Leader. You need to get our four tape set on the supernatural and of course, that's talks with Joanna Michelson, and get her DVD, The Beautiful Side of Evil. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for your liberty, our provision, and our protection.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology Team. Heart